KJAN Sports.
It is time now for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Well, girls' state tournament basketball continued yesterday with semifinal play in a few of the classes. In Class 5A, Iowa City High is now one game from finishing a perfect season and winning a second straight championship. In a game of wild swings, top-ranked City High withstood a furious challenge from number 4 Johnston to pull out a 58-52 win, remaining undefeated. Iowa State signee Ashley Jones led the Little Hawks with 24 points, and her two free throws with a minute 17 left put her team ahead to stay. She also had 9 rebounds and 7 steals. It's an all-Iowa City final in 5A as Iowa City West completed the championship game pairing by getting balanced scoring in a 58-45 win over Indianola. The two met twice, Iowa City High and Iowa City West, during the regular season. City High won both of those games. Now West will have a chance to win when it matters the most, as Kaylin Morgan and Rachel Saunders each had 14 points to lead 4 West players in double figures. In the 4A semifinals, 9 players scored as top-ranked Marion beat conference rival Center Point Urbana for the third time this season, winning 56-46 to reach the 4A title game. Kayla Lobby led the unbeaten Indians with 13 points, and Chloe Rice produced a solid all-around performance with 10 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. Caitlin Smith added 9 points for Marion as they overcame an early deficit to take the lead for good late in the first quarter, but they couldn't quite shake the 5th-ranked Storm and Pointers until the final 2 minutes. Grinnell rode a 30-point outburst in the second quarter to its most important victory so far. The 3rd-ranked Tigers had the game well in hand by halftime as they rolled past number 9 Lamar's 68-47 to move on to the 4A title game. It's the first trip to the finals for Grinnell, which had never played in the state tournament until making the field last year. Sierra Durr enjoyed her second big game of the tournament for the Tigers with 23 points and 9 of 14 shooting and grabbing 7 rebounds. A 6-foot senior who'll play at Columbia University next season, Durr had 24 points and 17 rebounds in their first round victory. She's shooting 20 of 28. That's 71% in the tournament. Naomi Jackson added 18 points and 6 assists for Grinnell, while Macy Harris scored 15. 3A semifinals yesterday saw top-ranked Crestwood get a big assist from Ellie Friesen in reaching the title game. Friesen set a state tournament record by handing out 18 assists, and Sharon Goodman scored 33 points on near-perfect shooting to lead Crestwood past 8th-ranked North Polk 72-48. The 5'6" senior Friesen now has 28 assists in her 2 state tournament games, which is also a record. She added to her stat line by grabbing 11 rebounds and scoring 7 points. Goodman, a 6'2" sophomore, was automatic when she got the ball in the low block, as she made 16 of her 17 shots and pulled down 8 rebounds as the Cadets shot 58% from the game. Shannon Pisney scored 22 for Crestwood as they go to 25-0 and move into the championship. Just when the lead was about to slip away, Lexi Toring and Victoria Rensink put Sioux Center back in control. Toring and Rensink made the key plays down the stretch to help second-ranked Sioux Center hold off number 9 Monticello 65-57 in the other 3A semi. Sioux Center appeared to be safely in front by 10 midway through the third quarter, but Monticello kept hanging around and then made a run to draw within 2 at 53-51. But the Panthers never got the lead. Toring made her 3rd three-pointer of the game, then got a steal that led to Rensink's putback for a 58-51 lead. After Monticello's Taylor McDonald hit a 3-pointer, Rensink answered with a 3 of her own from the deep left corner. Toring then stole the ball again and fed Rensink for a layup to put the Warriors up 63-54 with a minute 22 left. Toring led the Warriors with 18 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 steals. She was 3 of 4 on the 3-point line. Shayla Post added 14 points. Rensick and Jordan Van Monen each scored 13 to lead Sioux Center. Now, today's girls' basketball schedule includes the final 2-class semifinal matchups, as in 2A, Trainer will play Grundy Center at 10 o'clock this morning. Trainer 23-1 heading into that contest against another 23-1 Grundy Center team. Cascade will play North Union in the other 2A semifinal. In the 1A semis, we'll have the first game on the air for you this afternoon as top-ranked and defending champ Springville will face off against Exira EHK. That contest scheduled to get underway at 1:30. We're on the air at 12:30 this afternoon to bring you that contest. Exira EHK, fresh off a tough first-round victory, will face off against the 2-time defending champs this afternoon. Again, 12:30 pregame, 1:30 tip time. You can listen to that game live here on the radio. The other 1A semi has Newell Fonda facing Central Decatur in a battle of undefeated teams. Then tonight, the 5A championship game will get the evening session started with Iowa City High facing Iowa City West at 6 o'clock. The 4A title game will round out today's schedule with Marion facing Grinnell at 8 o'clock this evening. The 3A, 2A, and 1A championship games will be held tomorrow in Des Moines. Duncan Robinson made Michigan's only field goal in overtime, a go-ahead three-pointer with 2:15 left, and the 15th-ranked Wolverines survived foul trouble and poor shooting to beat Iowa 77-71 in a game heard here on KJAN yesterday, and they advanced to the Big Ten Tournament quarterfinals. The fifth-seeded Wolverines will face fourth-seeded Nebraska today. Michigan was 3 of 19 from three-point range, and Robinson made all of them. His overtime three put Michigan up 72-70, and the Wolverines made just enough free throws to hold off the Hawkeyes, who got a basket from Luka Garza on their first overtime possession, but not another one. Michigan was 18 for 32 from the free throw line, but Robinson made two with 10 seconds left to make it 76-71. Jordan Bohannon made a three off the dribble with 16.3 seconds left in regulation. That tied the game at 67 for Iowa, which trailed for much of the second half. After the ball game, Coach Fran McCaffrey.
You know, I thought they were up into us. Our key guys, like you would expect. I mean, they're long, they're athletic, they've got veteran guys, and they were physical and moved their feet. I don't think it was anything tricky. This good, solid, fundamental defense, which you expect from one of John's teams.
Michigan wins it in overtime, 77-71. The other Big Ten men's basketball games yesterday saw Wisconsin beat Maryland 59-54. Penn State beats Northwestern 65-57. And Rutgers upends number 6 seed Indiana, 76-69. Today at the Big Ten tourney, Michigan State, the top seed, plays Wisconsin. Nebraska faces Michigan. Ohio State plays Penn State, while Purdue will face Rutgers. Wyatt Lohaus scored 15 points, Hunter Rhodes added 14, and number 8 seed Northern Iowa never trailed as they beat number 9 seed Evansville 60-50 in the opening round of the 2018 State Farm Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Thursday night. Clint Carlson scored 9 points with 10 rebounds, and Bennett Cook added 8 points with 11 boards as the Panthers, ranked 4th in the nation in scoring defense, held MVC leading scorer Ryan Taylor to 2 points on 1 of 13 shooting. Northern Iowa advances now today. They'll face top seed Loyola Chicago in action today. That'll be an early contest in St. Louis today. Loyola and UNI. Right after that game, it'll be fourth seed Drake facing off against fifth seeded Bradley. Later on today, Southern Illinois will face Missouri State. Missouri State a winner yesterday over Valparaiso, 83-79. Illinois State and Indiana State will face off in the late game this evening. Top 25 college basketball yesterday also saw top-ranked Virginia pick up a 67-66 win over Louisville. Number 10 Cincinnati defeats Tulane 78-49. 11th-ranked Wichita State needed overtime to beat UCF 75-71. 19th-ranked Arizona beat Stanford 75-67, while number 24 Middle Tennessee was a winner over Western Kentucky 82-64. Mackenzie Meyer had 13 points, Megan Gustafson 12 points, and 5th-seeded Iowa used a dominant first quarter to defeat 12th-seeded Northwestern 55-45 Thursday in the second round of the Big Ten Women's Tournament. The Hawkeyes will meet top seed and 13th-ranked Ohio State in today's first quarterfinal. Meyer opened the game with a three-pointer and had three of those in the first quarter as the Hawkeyes raced out to a 22-1 lead as the Wildcats went 0 for their first 15 from the field. Northwestern trailed by 11 at the break. They got as close as 5 in the fourth quarter. Lindsay Pulliam, who scored 10 of her 17 points in the fourth quarter for Northwestern, made it 47-42 after back-to-back jumpers with less than 4 minutes to go. Alexis Civilian, who had all 9 of her points in the fourth, answered with a clutch three-pointer, and Northwestern missed its last 5 shots to finish the game at just 27% shooting. Elsewhere in the women's Big Ten Conference action yesterday, it was 9th seed Rutgers over Purdue 62-60. Indiana wallops or beat Michigan State, holding them off in 4 overtimes yesterday. 111-109 was the final in 4 overtimes, and Michigan defeated Penn State 77-48. Today's women's Big Ten action has Ohio State playing Rutgers, Minnesota facing Iowa, also Maryland playing Indiana, and Nebraska facing Michigan in action today. That's our check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.